part of any training program is staying fit, healthy and well. So if you have any injury concerns, medical concerns or are carrying any injuries, we advise that you sit this one out and take a break. Hi everybody, welcome to the Cross Run Podcast. Today's podcast is hosted by me, Stu Clark, although occasionally I will be joined by guest motivational instructors who will aim to lead and coach you on your running journey. If you enjoy this podcast, it's really helpful if you can like, share and review the podcast. You can of course review the podcast on Apple platform, but you can also like and share on your social media networks, whether you listen to it on Spotify, Google, Podbean or Apple. You can also follow us on Instagram under the handle The Cross Run Podcast, where we aim to share useful hints, tips and advice about running, coaching and mentoring that will help you improve your running. If at any point during today's run, we refer to a blue bib, that's aimed at beginner runners or new to running. If at any point we reference a red bib, that's aimed at intermediate runners. And if at any point we reference a green bib, that's actually aimed at advanced runners or those people who are confident in their ability. Stand by for today's Cross Run in 3, 2, 1. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Cross Run 30. If you're a regular, you know the drill. Let's get going for a 2 minute steady jog, 60%, no aggression needed. Away we go. Now, just a quick health check. If you're feeling unwell today, or you're carrying an injury, or of course, if you have any COVID symptoms, you really shouldn't be running. We can't stop you, but there's our health warning. Now, let's get on with the positive stuff. You've got 2 minutes of steady running, just ticking over. If you're new to Cross Run, I'll very quickly go through some of the most important parts. First part is please keep yourself on mute if you're on the live session. If you're on the podcast, it doesn't matter if you're on mute or not. Second thing, of course, is to understand the level of effort that I'm going to ask of you. So at the moment, we're cruising away at 60%, and that is more than comfortable, more than manageable. The next level up is 70%. And that is simply comfortable and manageable. But we're starting to work. We're starting to propel ourselves forward. 80% should be uncomfortable, but manageable. Now, I want you to remember that today, because 80% is typically aerobic threshold. And I want you to remember that because that is going to be our focus today. 90% is uncomfortable and just on the precipice of being unmanageable. So we're really pushing it. And then maximum effort, you throw all of that out the car window. And it's just about hanging on, determination, grit, and resilience. So you've got 20 seconds. And in 20 seconds, I'm going to ask you just to lift the pace to 70%. Nothing more complicated than that, team. Oh, that cold air is just hit the old nose. Feeling good today, though. 5 seconds, and I hope you're feeling good too. 70% in 3, 2, 1. Just lift the speed, up we go. 70%. Now, someone has asked, why don't we do a warm-up with heel flicks, knee raises and all that sort of stuff? That is your responsibility to get it done before the run starts. We've got 30 minutes here to make an impact on your VO2 max and your anaerobic fitness. I can't be losing 8 minutes to mobility. So that's your responsibility. We're running a straight line. We're relatively safe. 5 seconds. You're going to drop me down to 60% in 3, 2, 1. 60%, drop me down. Okay, just take stock. Couple of big deep breaths. Just have a quick think. How are we feeling today? Are we ready to attack a 30-minute threshold? Yes, we are. Back up to 70% in 3, 2, 1. Up we go. 70%, please. Away we go. 70%. Now, for those of you listening on the live, sometimes a little bit of planning goes a long way. It's best to plan your route. If you do the live around an area with good reception so that you don't drop out of contact, it's also a good idea to shut all of the other apps
on your phone. So your phone's not using any of its core to work on anything other than listening to this podcast. There we go. Bit of advice from one of our Victoria Park members. You got 10 seconds. We're going to drop down very quickly to 60%. Three, dropping down, two, one. Now we're dropping. 60%, down we come. Only for 15 seconds. Okay, team, we're just going to work up to 70 and then 80%. And then we're going to get into our session today. In three, 70%, two, one. Time on, let's go. 70%. Tricking away. Excuse me. Oh, that's better. 70%, comfortable and manageable. Your next command will be 80%. And remember, that is manageable, but we're starting to push to that uncomfortable level. That level that we can't quite sustain. We have to start fighting, but we're going to maintain posture and leg speed. You've got 10 seconds. Stand by for 30 seconds at 80% before we come down to recovery. Stand by 80% in three, two, one. Time on, let's go. First big effort of the day. Now, there's a trade-off where I live. And the trade-off is, if I want to run in the sunshine, I've got to run up and down hills. Can't change that. It is what it is. 10 seconds. So that means it's a pretty tough start. Heart rate takes a bit of a beating. But it's only 30 minutes. We can do it. Stand by. 30 seconds. 60%. 3, 2, 1. And down we come. 60%. Okay, team. Now, the first couple of sets are going to follow the protocol where we're really going to focus for a longer period of time on 80%, trying to take the legs out of you, push VO2 max, build up the lactic acid. Then we're going to turn on the turbo for a short 90% and a short maximum before coming back down for a short recovery. Now, if you're good at fitness maths, you will have just figured out that this is going to be a toughie. But it comes down to you putting the effort in, wanting to go to the next level. Stand by, 30 seconds at 70%. 3, 2, 1, 70%. Up we go. Now we're comfortable and we're manageable. We should be full of oxygen, full of a positive mindset, all that other stuff that gets you up out of bed in the morning. Stand by for your first aerobic threshold, 80% in 10 seconds. Now, I want you to really focus on what 80% should feel like in three, two, one. Time on, let's go. Push 80%. Remember, that is manageable, just but really uncomfortable. And this is one of the most difficult areas to get the speed right, because uncomfortable and manageable. The body doesn't want to feel uncomfortable. You know what manageable is. So you've got to find that middle ground. It's not quite a sprint, but we're certainly pushing it. And if you were truly, truly working at 80% effort, this is the kind of speed that you probably would be able to hold for about 2 minutes before needing to drop out for lactic acid. We're all slightly different athletes, so some of us longer, some of us shorter. Stand by, 30 seconds, 90%. Here comes the big guns. Three, two, one, let's go. 90%. Now, the 90 and the 100 today, or the maximum, is all about digging deep, resilience. Wanting to achieve, it's not just about your running ability. 10 seconds. Stand by. You're going to give me the full beans. Everything you've got in three, 30 seconds of it. Two, maximum effort. One, let's go. Turn the legs up, another gear. Oh, come on, Stu. Frosty ground underneath. Beautiful morning. I feel warm already. Hopefully you do too. 15 seconds. Keep that squeeze on. Keep it going. Then you'll get recovery. But you've got to earn that. You don't just get gifted with recovery without earning the right to take a breather. Ready for 60% in 3, 2, 1. 60% for 30 seconds. 60% for 30 seconds. Yeah, really good. So for those of you that understand your energy systems, we're putting some real pressure on you at 80%. And then we're double down with the 90 and the 100 before we go back to a very short recovery, which is coming to an end. So we're going to step it up, stepping it up to 70% in 3, 2, 1. Time on. 30 seconds at 70%. Now, between you and me, 30 seconds at 60 and 30 seconds at 70, it's kind of like an extended recovery, isn't it? If you're a regular cross runner, you'll know that by now. But the trick with this program, today's program, is to use recovery wisely and on the other side of the 80% to really push those boundaries. Here we go. I'm going to need 80% for 1 minute. 3, 80%, 2, 1. Let's go, time on. So it's manageable. It's manageable. What does manageable look like to you? Does it look like just getting to the end of that minute and thinking I've had enough of that, my legs don't want to work? Does it look like, well, I know I'm going to have to push another 90 and 100 out afterwards, so maybe I could be a bit sensible. Make a decision now. You're in charge. 30 seconds to go. Keep the 80%. Just have a think about the speed and the effort that you're putting into this run. For the record, this is actually a set that we used to do in swimming and athletics. They're very similar, over an hour, but I'm condensing it into 30 minutes to make it more BMF, because we're a tough old group. We can take it. Blue, red, green, bib, doesn't matter. We can hack it. Stand by. 90%, 30 seconds. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Go the 90. So this is on the cusp of being unmanageable because you've done your 80. It's all about what your brain, what that inner brain within the brain says to your legs. Does it say, I can do this. I really want to achieve something today. It's only 30 minutes. I've got this in my legs. Or does it say, no, I can't be bothered. Make a decision. Stand by for maximum. For maximum in 3, 2, 1. Pressure on. Let's go. 30 seconds maximum. Work rate up. Work rate up. You've got this. Stay with it. You've got to push. Be fierce, ferocious, forthcoming. Any others? Nope. 15 seconds. I want you to focus on nothing other than fast legs. How fast can your legs move? Go. 7 seconds. 6. Faster legs. 5. You're going to get recovery. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery, recovery, recovery. 60 seconds at 60%. Now, because you've worked so blooming hard, you've earned yourself a slightly longer recovery period. Now, some of you out there will be saying, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. We need the heart rate to recover. We need the oxygen in the body. If you're truly, truly going to give me the 80, the 90 and the max. And remember, that is what threshold is about. That is what 30 minutes of cross run on a Sunday is about. It's about holding your levels at 80, 90 at max. So in 20 seconds to go, you are going to give me 30 seconds at 70%, and then I'm going to move the goalpost for set number 3. Stand by for 70%, comfortable and manageable, of course. 3, 2, 1, time is on. 30 seconds, time on. 70%. Now, you're working, obviously, but it's really controlled. Think of it as extended recovery, but tempo running. Find your tempo, find your rhythm. 15 seconds. Now, this is where cross run gets a little bit more real. We're going to do our first ever threshold 90 seconds. 90 seconds at 80%. Stand by for 80%. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Just step me up a level. Right about now, things should just start feeling a bit tougher. You should just start to know that you're in the game. You're in that running game, becoming a better athlete. Now, I'm going to need you to hold 80% for 80 seconds. I think we've got 60 people online today, so let's keep working. 80% for 90 seconds. You've got 1 minute to go. Stay with it. Do not drop off, because you know there's going to be a hell of a barnstorming run coming after this, where I'm going to ask you to lift the energy levels, lift your love of running fast, fire up anything in your body and your brain that makes you feel that you've got a passion to achieve that next level. You've got 30 seconds to go at 80%. Don't you dare drop off. Standing joke, but I know if you stop. What's worse is that you know if you stop. So don't be that person today. Be that better version of you. Take a couple of big deep breaths. Fuel the system. Stand by for 80%. To be gone, 90%, 30 seconds to engage. 90% in 5, 4, you've got to want to do this. 3, 2, 1, go, go, go. 90%. Just save a little bit back for me. Remember, it's effort level, not running speed. It's all about perceived rate of exertion, PRE. Keep working, 10 seconds. Come on, team. This is what you turn up for. Stand by for maximum effort. And I do mean maximum for 30 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Go, go, go. You've got this in the bank. Dig down deep. Think of all the other cliches. If you can think of any fitness cliches that you want read out, send them through to me on the Cross Run Podcast Instagram page. I'll read them out like a little shout out to you. 8 seconds of your best, please. Ready for recovery. Ready for recovery. 3, 2, 1. 60 seconds of recovery. Oh, that's a toughie. Crikey, I felt that one. 60 seconds, 60%. If you're a blue bib, it is acceptable to walk if needed. However, if you want to keep that jog alive, as long as you keep moving as if you were running short steps, that's fine. Go for it. Challenge yourself to run the distance. Whew, take a big deep breath. Feel that oxygen coming back. Just ask yourself, am I really recovering or am I pushing too hard? The program is written to take you up and down that heart rate spike, but the focus is on 80% aerobic threshold. And then we compound that with a VO2 max busting 90 and 100. You've got exactly 10 seconds. And then we're going to do 45 seconds at 70. Even longer recovery period. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Now, I am, of course, taking the mickey a little bit, because for some of us, by the time we get to this point, including me, by the way, the oxygen debt has built up. Carbon dioxide is taking over. Lactic acid is kicking in. And 60 seconds isn't truly enough to wash away the lactic acid. So when we hit our 70% again, the legs do feel heavy. Now, what I'm going to ask for is going to require something deep inside you, deep within your inner running athlete. 90 seconds at 80%. 90 seconds at 80% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Now, remember the buzzwords for 80%. Uncomfortable, very uncomfortable, but manageable, just about. It's manageable. Oh, I've got a lovely sunshine in my left side, flat road ahead of me for about half a mile, feeling brilliant. You've got exactly 1 minute at 80%. Really stressing the top end of your aerobic system. And that means you're getting just enough oxygen into the body to fuel aerobic movement. To keep it as simple as possible. When we go to 90 and 100% effort, then we're going anaerobic. And that's all about your body's ability to function without oxygen present, or with a lack of oxygen or less oxygen. Both really important energy systems to train. You can't just train anaerobically because it makes you feel like a hero. Because it's the aerobic energy system below that that helps you recover quicker so that you can truly go again. Now, the great thing about today's set is this is a really efficient way of running for fat burning. I don't talk too much about it because I want this to be about the running and enjoyment, but it's also a great fat burner today. Stand by, 90%, 30 seconds, 3, 2, 1. Take me up a level. Here comes the grit, the determination, everything you've got in those legs. Just hold a little bit back for me. Just keep it in the bank. Keep it in the bank. Now, if you're not feeling horrendous from your running, don't forget to say hello to people if you walk past them. Give them that little signal. Are you ready for the maximum? It's a rhetorical question. You're going to give me the maximum in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Turn the taps on. Everything you've got, I will give you recovery. But you've got to earn that. Keep working. Morning. Keep pushing everybody together now. Come on. One big cross run community. Oh, I'm struggling for breath. 5 seconds. Ready for recovery in 3, 2, 1. 60 seconds recovery. Now, I don't mind admitting I'm going to take a fast walk here. Firstly, because I know what's coming. And secondly, because a couple of big online sessions with our BMF members based around strength and HIIT has led to Stuart's legs. Just asking him to recover so that he can put it in for the next phase. You've got to listen to your body and then tell it to shut up and get on with it. Okay, what comes next requires big boy pants and big girl pants on over the legs. And I want you just to focus on turning your brain off and let the legs do the talking. The legs will work for you. Just follow the commands. Keep the ears pricked up. You'll get through this. 15 seconds at 60%. On my command, we are going to go for 60 seconds at 70%, and then life is going to get tough. Stand by. 60 seconds, 70%. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 70%. Off we go. Morning. They're beautiful. I don't see many Dalmatians. Run past them every now and again. Beautiful dog. And well-behaved, which is good. Okay, back to the running. 70% controlled, manageable, feeling strong. For those of you that are flicking in and out of reception today, I can hear a lot of ding-dongs in my ear on the live session. 70%, you've got about 30 seconds to go. Wowzers, you know when it's been a tough session, even only 22 minutes in, when even the 70% is catching you out. I just keep flicking my eyes down to my heart rate, which is a bit too high, and I'm having to quickly adjust back. 5 seconds. You're gonna give me 90 seconds at 80%. You can see the theme emerging. 90 seconds at 80%. 3, 2, 1, let's go. So we've just stepped up the pace. Or if you're thinking to yourself, oh my word, I can't push any quicker, I'm already at my limit. What I want you to work on is this. Two things. Drive the knee forward, right leg, left leg. Drive the knee forward faster. Push the knee forward rather than just letting it flop through. Now I want you to think about pushing off that back leg really hard. So we're going to combine those two elements. Driving the knee, pushing off. I bet you've just stepped up the pace. 100%, I bet you've just got quicker. Now lift your head your chin and your chest up. Remember, 80%, nothing less is acceptable here. You've got to tell yourself that. For those of you that I've never had the chance to meet in real life, we won't have that level of face-to-face connection. Most of my members know if I ask for something, it's because I want it, whether that be rest or hard work. But I'm hoping that throughout our journey through CrossRun, you feel that I'm coaching with you there. And if I ask for 80%, that's what I want. If I ask for head up, chest up, chin up, 20 yards ahead, eyes laser beam focused, that's what I want, because it will turn you into a better runner. Stand by for maximum effort. Maximum effort. I'll tell you the times as we go. Maximum effort. 3, ignore 90%. 2, 1, let's go. Maximum effort. Bypass the 90. Okay, blues. Blues, you're going to give me 30 seconds in total. Reds, you're going to give me 40 seconds. Greens, you're going to give me 50 seconds. Just stay with it, team. Keep that dream alive, that dream of being a better runner. We will be back in those parks before you know it. And all the people that have been doing cross run, blues, you've got 5 seconds. Blues, 3, 2, ready for recovery. Blues, blues recovery, blues recovery. All those people that have been doing cross run are going to get back to the park, and your first big sprint or run, you're going to leave everybody else for dust. I know it. Reds, recovery, recovery, reds, recovery. Greens, 15 seconds of everything you've got. Come on, greens. I want you to empty your tank, please. Empty your proverbial energy tank. 5 seconds, greens. 3, 2, 1. We're all recovering. We're all recovering. Okay, team. Listen, you've come this far. You've got 5 minutes of your day left. I started 15 seconds late, but you'll have to suffer for that, not me. We've got one more round, and this is the tough one. You've got exactly 25 seconds of recovery. Then we're going to step it to 70%. Then we're going to step it to 80. We're going to include the 90. And we're going to finish on a heart-thumping maximum. I just want you to switch your brain, switch your mindset into that gear. Come up with me. I'm going to achieve. I'm going to follow the percentages and absolutely smash this. My heart will not define how quick my legs can move. Stand by. 70%. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 70% for 45 seconds. 70% for 45. Comfortable. Manageable. Please use this as an extended recovery, because what comes next requires you to turn the brains off, switch those legs on. Think of this as your inner competition. If there's other runners out there, every time you run past someone not doing cross run, that's a small win. A small win. If you get overtaken by a non-cross runner, give me a little 10-step burst to track them down. 5 seconds. Here comes the big 80%. 3, 90 seconds, 80%. 2, 1. Let's go. 80% working off, working legs. Fire it up. Just going to make sure I don't get run over down this country lane. There we go. And obviously, we get a bit of road noise on cross run, don't we? Because we're out there doing it with you. I think there's a franchisee up north called Graham who runs a really good cross run as well in Manchester. Worth checking out if you do the central program online stuff. 1 minute to go. Stay with this, team. Just stay with it. Dig deep now. Greens, just want you to push the pace up to 85%. Just take me to that next level of running magic. Stay with it. Do not drop off. You are rapidly approaching the end of this threshold. Don't waste the previous 28 minutes by having a rubbish last two. Oh, come on, legs. Keep going, keep going. 20 seconds. Here's what comes for the finish. You're going to give me 45 seconds at 90%. And then you're going to give me a blue, red, green punishing finisher. We're going to run slightly over the 30 minutes, but let's get through the program. Not everything in life can be defined by time. Stand by. 90% guts and glory. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. We're truly working anaerobic fitness, VO2 max. But I want you to forget about all of that scientific voodoo. And I just want you to remember, this is about pushing to the next level. Mindset is all that matters. Keep firing those legs up. Morning. Come on, let's go. I'm going to finish big with you. There's no walking on my part. There's no backing down. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. 15 seconds to go. Whether you're Scotland, London, Manchester, Liverpool, Loughborough, Bristol, down the southwest. 5 seconds. Here comes the big one. Here it comes. 3, maximum effort. 2, 1. Green light, let's go. I want you to push. Be a bit of authority over your legs. Don't let them tell you what you're going to achieve. You say to them, keep moving. Now, one phrase I hate is every step counts. It doesn't. Every 5 step counts. That's what makes a difference. Not that one step. It's taking the other 5 steps, getting well ahead of yourself. Blues, you've got exactly 10 seconds. Blues, dig deep. Give me that last big 10 seconds of grunt. Let's go. Come on. You've got 5 seconds left. Blues, reds and greens, keep motoring. 4, 3, 2. Blues, you're walking. Bang on 9 o'clock. Reds, you've got 15 seconds from now. Reds, go to that special place. The reason you joined BMF is all about determination, being part of something, competing against yourself. 5 seconds. Reds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Reds, you can drop out. If you want to keep going, show us what you've got. Upgrade to green. Don't be afraid to upgrade. Greens, you've got 15 seconds. Come on, greens. You don't get too many plaudits from me because green is a big lifestyle choice. You don't get a clap for being good at fitness. What you do is you get a clap for doing as you're told. 5 seconds to go, greens. I want you to give me a face melting 5 seconds. Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring yourself down to a walk. Stand up nice and straight, please. Stand up nice and straight. I'm going to give you 15 seconds just to catch your breath. Blues, pat yourselves on the back. That was awesome today, blues. Reds, excellent work as always. A little joke, always the forgotten bib colour reds in the middle, but I absolutely love the reds. What I want to do is encourage the reds to work up a level because you all can. Greens, probably just about better than average. So well done, greens. I'm joking, brilliant. Okay, finishing this cross run, how we finish every cross run. 45 seconds light jog. 3, 2, 1. Time is on. Let's go. So one of the things I want to introduce to cross run more regularly is looking back at what you've achieved. So what have you achieved? Did you achieve the whole session without walking? Did you achieve the correct heart rates and percentage levels? Did you just achieve walking out the front door, getting away from the kids? And that is the biggest achievement. If so, it's not for me to judge. It's for you to set the standard and improve next week. I'll be here every Sunday. The more people we get on these live cross runs, the better. The more people that we're improving your fitness in the next month before we head back to the park. Bring yourself to a walk. Take a big deep breath. Put that right arm up high in the air. Pat yourself on the back. If you just did that, it proves that BMFers will do anything they're told. Great work today, everybody. Threshold 30. Done, destroyed, nailed.
Great work today, everybody. Remember, half the battle is putting the trainers on and stepping out of the front door. We can't wait to see you next time. Remember to like and share our podcast so you keep up to date with all of our most recent episodes. See you next week.